It's your boy Creator, and you tuned in to the Hip Hop Digest with your boys E Green, King Killer, and Kirk G.
I've never heard of a label that doesn't screw an artist. You talk to anybody who audits their label, they're always owed money. And if nothing else, usually the label holds back enough money that your cost of auditing is such that you won't do it. So that's the business model, is screwing the artists.
Their financial practices have been shady since the beginning of time. It's been grandfathered in since the 50s and 60s when rock and roll really started. Started.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And it's E Green, know what I mean? Yeah, we start like that, right?
It bees like that sometimes. Keith Murray.
All right, that's
the most beautifulest thing in the world. Look, we should have asked him that when we interviewed him that time. What the fuck is the most beautifulest thing in the world? Because I listened to the song the other day and I still don't know.
Just like that is the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah, but is it just like that? Is Eric Sermon getting in you?
Mm-hmm. I ain't say that.
Yeah, I ain't going there.
Song, it says the most beautiful thing in this world, just like that, I get in you. Woo! That's how we gonna start. Let's go, y'all.
Although I do remember when I first heard Keith Murray, I was like, yo, I don't know who this nigga is, but he is fucking doing it.
Just like that.
So, all right. Anyway, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Welcome to the show for those of you who are listening. I know shows have been spotty, but, you know, you grown men got lives and shit. Yeah, so
we ain't getting paid for this shit here.
So, but anyway, we're glad you're still riding with us. Shout out to everybody in the text chain. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Indeed. Let me get in first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I usually save rest in peace until later on in the show, but we're going to get these two right off the break. We're going to say rest in peace to the gods here, and I mean big time. Rest in peace to, first off the break, Bill Russell.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Lem.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, we could just do a whole show on Russell, but because this is not that type of show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Lehmans who do that type of thing. Bill Russell, government name, William Fenton Russell, originally born in Monroe, Louisiana. Okay. Everybody talk about that goat shit, you know what I mean? And I know it's hard to compare eras. You know what I mean? But Russell is the GOAT. Not even really, although you could say he's the GOAT for on the court, but probably more off the court. Why he is the GOAT. No disrespect to the young guys, because there are certainly people who are molded in that image. I think LeBron is really molded in that same way.
Yep, okay. But you call it, though, he's molded in that cast because...
Yes, right, because... See,
Mr. Russell laid that joint.
Exactly, and see, and this is where you got to store the starting point.
There you go.
Okay, and so it's one of the things that I think separates the generations, especially in music, and especially how we do in hip-hop. You know, but there is a starting point, and there are people who create certain molds. Okay, and then everybody else comes after them, and then you stand on the shoulder of those giants. This is Bill Russell. Okay? Bill Russell obviously was inducted into the Hall of Fame, National Basketball Hall of Fame, in 1975. Okay? All right? He was one of the founding inductees of the College Basketball Hall of Fame in 2006. He was again inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame for a second time for his coaching career. Okay, 8 straight championships, 11 in total.
Damn, all his records going to be hard to beat.
Was the first, I believe he was the first African-American head coach in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, I heard him say that the other day.
Yes.
First out of everybody.
Yes, first. And we know that Bill Russell, again, was one of the athletes. And again, you can account for time and inflation and whatever he was making but a lot of athletes in the 60s, they were the money engine of the civil rights movement.
Right.
Okay. Right. And so when Martin Luther, when Dr. King called,
there he was.
You know, the check was written. It wasn't even frogging. It wasn't even considering all the work he had done prior. Yep. You know, he's playing, he's drafted in like 1956 and fucking with the Celtics.
Celtics.
Right? He's fucking with the Celtics. Boston fucked up to begin with.
Racist.
Okay.
Still.
But still.
When they love him.
But still. And this is where a lot of players, you know, when they do all that gum flapping, don't even realize is that he's traveling with the Celtics and they saying the starting center of your team can't stay in the hotel. Can't enter in the front door. And y'all young bulls, if you could just take a minute. Just take a minute and stop flapping them gums. You know what I mean? I get it. The money, the economy at scale is totally different. You know, these kids today make the money that Bill Russell and them. Can you imagine if Bill Russell and them was making that type of money, considering they fueled largely the civil rights movement, what they would have been fueling, you know?
No doubt.
So when we talk about GOAT, I'm talking about GOAT on another level. Okay, I'm talking about
on GOAT. On a human level.
Yeah, right, on another level. And so, you know, that's big. And I had to start with that. We want to say on the digest, rest in peace to Mr. Bill Russell. We have all, and I mean all colors, have all benefited from your work and who you were as a human being, sir. Rest in paradise.
Sir.
And the next person, probably just as big, you know, but again, for different reasons, rest in peace to Nichelle Nichols.
Wow.
Yep.
Government Grace Dell Nichols, born in Robbins, Illinois. Illinois, stand up. Nichols was one of the first black women featured on a major television series. So, speaking of, you know, television series, me, Kurt G. Egree, and anybody our age, you know, as kids, when African Americans is on TV, it's still a big deal.
Yep.
When anytime African Americans is on TV, it is still a big deal as kids. That was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
And Nichelle Nichols is on Star Trek on the regular. You know, obviously, it only ran for 3 seasons, but the reruns continued to run through the 70s. Okay. So she's
and
on,
now.
Yes. Oh, and still. Yes.
Forget. Katie like a mug.
No doubt. Exactly. Obviously, the famous story about Miss Nichols getting ready to quit Star Trek after the first season. Martin Luther King hear about it. She had a meeting with Dr. King. Dr. King wanted to talk to her. Now you can't quit. Can you imagine that? I'm a fan of the show. This is Dr. King talking. I'm a fan of the show. And your role as an intelligent black woman communications officer on this ship with the interracial cast is too important for you to quit.
Yeah, she ain't on there throwing shoes and talking about somebody else's man and her weave. None of that.
None of that. None of that twerk. None of that.
You know, she never twerked on the Star Trek.
So, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, niggas, you old motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Hey, but I'm just saying, Dr. King, okay, ran, was like, nah, you can't. Nope, you're too important. Okay?
All right. And how important was she? She was so important. And what was the first thing she did? What is she responsible for being part of the first what, King Killer?
Okay, November 22nd, 1968, a Star Trek episode called Plato's Stepchildren. The episode cited as the first example as an interracial kiss on U.S. television, my G.
Yep.
Okay, she was in a heavy lip lock with your boy Kirk. You know what I'm saying? James Kirk, one thing about Star Trek, maybe young folk don't know, Kirk was hitting off anything and everything.
Aliens.
Green, purple, yellow. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Kirk was in the bed. Or actually wasn't in the bed. They didn't show him, but they show Kirk a lot of putting his boots on after the fact.
Yeah. A lot of hard kissing.
Yeah, a lot of hard kissing. But any case, so she's on that program, just way, way too important. Way too important to the psyche of African Americans who did not on a weekly basis see her as a butler or a maid or a nanny or an aunt or mama. She was important.
An officer. Not that yes. those maids and mammies and all that stuff wasn't important too, because they were throughout history important for another reason. But she was a vision that us as youths needed to see. Because again, people don't understand me. I mean, young folks, we're older than y'all, but we not like decrepit old. But when we were kids, yo, it was far and fucking few in between to see black people starring on TV.
Right. So, and I think that is the difference. If you just take a moment, okay, and that's why, you know, we honor folks. You just take a moment, you know, and sit back. And understand that any of you young folk and the success that you got and all the money you got, man, these you standing on the shoulders, because if they didn't put that foundation down or whatever, you know, what are the chances, you know what I'm saying, you scrambling trying to get that job, you know what I'm saying, shuffling and doing all that mammy talk. So
Ties changing in LA though. Ties changing. LA, Hollywood's turning black, believe it or not.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Y'all on not, purpose.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you, y'all ain't just stuck in Baldwin Hills, are you? Y'all in the real Hollywood?
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. We ain't out here for just small things.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Hey, push the boundaries. That's what's up. Yep. So anyway, rest in peace to Nichelle Nichols. You know what I'm saying? She was a queen in every sense of the word. And we certainly honor you on the Hip Hop Digest. Rest in heaven.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get in real quick before we get into topics, gossip, if you will, on Hip Hop Digest. I want to get into a little bit of gear talk. But this is not really gear talk, but this is toward the gear sluts out there. Me and
T-Bear, you listening?
No, I'm saying whoever it might be, myself. Yeah, T-Bear, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to one to dial, you know what I'm saying? Big Russia gear slut, too. Don't let him fool you.
He be trying to hide his shit, though.
Yeah. Don't let him fool you. There's plenty of us are gear sluts on a different level, each of us, no doubt. Most of us are just working guys, and we fret, you know, if we come to buy a $2,000 mixer. But either way, but on the pantheon of gear, that's nothing. Okay? And this is kind of what it's based on. There are people out there who literally, you know, $50,000 amps, $100,000 speakers, you know what I'm saying, just handcrafted this, that, and the third.
I hope they own a club.
Hey, I'm just saying, they just people with a lot of money. They're no less gear sluts, but their budget is exponentially higher than your average working man who may fret over a $2,000 mixer. Okay?
Like me.
You know what I'm saying? But I shoot the gun. Fuck it. Because I am a slut. You know what I mean?
Gear slut.
So that being said, There's a record label out there. It's called Mobile Fidelity Sound Labs. And what this is about is that Mobile Fidelity had this particular records. And this is back to the analog. And these are for record jockeys, too. For those of us who buy records. It was called the one-step process. Meaning they would get old masters, right? Okay? Remix them. And then make a lacquer master one step off the analog to make it as crisp and as warm and as analog as you can get, right? Mm-hmm. So they pressing this shit off, and it's largely classic rock, but not, you know, has plenty of jazz releases. And one of the releases that they were doing was a Michael Jackson release. I believe it was Thriller. Okay, Thriller was getting the one-step process. But you know, somebody got fucked up in the game, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, somebody got fucked up. While they're selling these very expensive one-step process records, really come to find out that that one-step shit was all digital.
Ooh.
And the analog niggas lost their mind.
Ooh.
Now, this is a warning. And I'm bringing up this mobile fidelity sound for the gear sluts, and that if you're that person, and I am. But it's a warning to not get gassed. Okay? And that mobile fidelity was gassing up people with $100,000, $200,000, $1 million systems. They was gassing them because their pressings were very expensive. But if you really think about this, I buy a lot of records, and there are some records that are horrible pressings. I mean, it is pressed and it is just fucked up and they didn't give a fuck. Okay? It's kind of part of the game. Michael Jackson, from Off the Wall to Thriller, those two records, I'm just going to say, are probably the best EQ'd records, just the regular ass pressing, I'm thinking, in the history of music.
Oh, they set out to do that. Quincy and them.
Yeah,
set
right. Out to do now, that. Look, there are other very good records out there. I know the Eagles have a very good, clean sounding record. And there are others out there. And depending on what type of music you listen to, I'm sure jazz people got their shit. Rock got their shit, and so forth and so on. But Mobile Fidelity Sound Labs, basically, and this is the lesson, they had niggas gassed, thinking that they getting something so special, a one-step process. We got the masters. Apparently, gassing niggas up, these masters weren't burnt up in the fire that probably burnt up 80% of the music industry's past masters. So first of all, you got to know that. Okay,
yeah, that's crazy. Right?
Yeah. So, but if the shit was EQ'd regularly as it was, like I said, from Off the Wall to Thriller, I don't know if any record that is sounds is better than that. I don't know. And I look at the history of records, like people who got a lot of records. You know, G, what records always sounded good to me?
Right.
And I thought it was because you were using solid state logic boards. Houdini records.
Yeah, they did. They sounded great.
Houdini records always had that high, crisp digital sound. It was much more different than something that was recorded at D&D, and you can hear it. Okay.
Well, they did a lot of stuff overseas, though, didn't they?
Right. At Battery Studios in London, because that's where Jive sent their artists to record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that being said, you know, if you're a motherfucker with $1 million system, you think you would know that.
You can hear the difference.
I mean, you think you would know that, but when gear sluts get out there, right, and they on that shit, motherfuckers, you gonna buy some bad crap.
That's where you get into the difference between gear sluts and audiophiles.
Okay, my man.
Audio cats that listen to audio, they know what bad shit sounds like. Gear sluts is like you said, sluts that just want to buy gear just because it's the new latest shit.
Right.
They don't give a fuck how much it costs. They just want to get it. It's like niggas love cars just because it's the new latest model. I want to get that 2023. I want it now. Not yesterday. I want it now. Yep. Not tomorrow, nigga. Now.
Mm. Yep. That's a good one, Kirk, because, you know, again, money don't make you smart, B.
It just means you got money. If that's the case, that nigga that just hit the lottery is one of the smartest niggas on the planet.
For now.
If money makes you smart.
I'm just saying,
money makes you smart, then fuck it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to put that in there, yo. Just as a caution, you know what I'm saying? Just don't get gassed.
I mean, do some research at least.
Man, nigga, you could have went to your motherfucking local Joker and bought a fucking $3 thriller or off the wall, and you'd have been good.
Yeah, but the fact that they had to go somewhere to pay $3, that's not the draw.
Okay.
Right. Now, if they had charged $300 for that same $3 record, they'd have bought it.
There you go.
That markup.
I play those $3 record on my $1 million system?
Nigga.
All right, do you, hoss? All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Now, we was going to talk about this several shows ago. Well, maybe, you know, shit got all fucked up. I want to talk about Hip Hop 50 Volume 1, DJ Premier. That was the homework. We were supposed to listen to it. I agree. Look like he lost.
When was that homework? Because that shit got lost in the sauce, B.
That was supposed to be. I think it was supposed to be last week's show, but last week's show got canned. So,
I don't even recall.
All right,
that homework assignment.
Okay, so that being the case, I'm gonna put that on hold, and that'll be the homework show for the next show.
I listened, by the way.
So did I.
Go ahead. I mean,
No. Go ahead. We want to make sure you come in with your full shit. So next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an EP. Hip Hop is 50 Volume 1. No, there's not that many tracks. It is 5 tracks.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. I'll listen right now. No, I'm just
playing. Yeah, it's 5 tracks.
Don't give it the smell test.
Yeah.
No.
Now you can listen to that whole thing.
Since it's only 5, I'm going to go ahead and get in. If it was 27, it's definitely a smell test.
All right. Okay. All right. So now we're going to get to the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. A couple of things Swerve had brung up here. We're going to talk about Wifey v. Khalees. Okay.
Yeah, not the way y'all might think either.
No. This is so Wifey.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. So y'all gonna have to clue me in on this. I'm gonna listen to y'all niggas and then I'll give my opinion.
No. Go listen to the album. Then we'll talk about it next week. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Trust me, it has
We're gonna hear the album whether you want to or not.
Well, it has less to do with Wifey's record. Actually, right. It only has to do with Wifey v. Khalees as Khalees gets on social media.
Hey, there you go. The new news.
The blast Wifey along with
specifically the blast
ex. And her ex. Which,
not Nas.
But Nas got rolled up in that shit too. But that was for another reason.
Oh, I was about to say, I didn't even know he was baby daddy. That shit.
Yeah, but he got rolled up for another reason for just because
baby daddy's getting rolled
anyway,
up.
Anyway, Wifey v. Khalees really mostly centers around the fact that your boy won Pharrell Williams. Apparently owns Khalees's masters, and basically sampled Khalees on Wifey new joint. Now, trust me, I ain't listened to it.
Yeah,
to give either. A fuck. Other than the comment on the Digest, and once again, you signing contracts. Now, Khalees has a running. Khalees has a running feud for a while now over her masters. You know what I'm saying? For Pharrell's, he said, I'm using this shit as a sound source because it ain't really selling units anyway. You know what I'm saying? But it could be a valuable sound source. Your boy just sampled her shit, put it, threw it on Wifey, and, you know.
Hey, she caught wind of it.
Who wouldn't? It's Wifey. I guess we're going to hear the album whether we want to or not. Her shit's going to get played all over the place. Every barbecue, every shit you go to. Some song from her album is going to get played over the next fucking year. You're going to hear that whole album.
I don't think I'll hear Wifey album. I think
you're going to hear something.
You're going to hear something off
I'm going to hear something.
All the remixes you're going to get to hear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe if it's something in the house of remix, I won't hear it.
So let me give Khalees one little teeny bit of credit.
Okay.
Because I be on niggas hard about that contract shit. I do. I give people the business on that. But she was 19. She was fucking with her mans and them and thought it was all good. it's not a lot of people in my mind that I think are going to be business savvy enough. I don't give a fuck how talented they are musically or whatever, to know how fucking dirty this game is. And she got caught out there. So I'm looking at Pharrell like, damn, yo, you just don't give a fuck either. You part of that business. You part of the thing. So, you know, and we talk about Jay-Z all the time, how you go to Def Jam or whatever label he got, and then you're going to sit or whatever. It happens. It happens every genre of music, not just hip hop. And that she was 19, I'm giving her, and I'm going to give some of these younger folks, not a pass, but a little bit of a check as well. If you're that young, you definitely need somebody in your corner to help you, and they don't have that.
I gotta take a different approach.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wait till y'all finish before I go in.
I gotta take a different approach because, see, to me, Khalees was young, and is she getting jerked by Pharrell? Of course. Yeah, on the surface, you can say that, but I was thinking about the tenor of our show. And a lot of times, people, the tenor of our show is like, y'all motherfuckers hating so much. I don't think it's a matter of really hating Khalees' stance, because I'm not. But Khalees, be honest with you, this happens to the best of them.
Yes.
And there is, as you always say, Swerve, the road is strewn with cars on the side of the road. You know what I'm saying? The KRS-1s and the Tribe Called Quests.
Yeah.
You know, rock, rap, country, it don't matter. The road is strewn with people off that first contract, okay? But this is a key thing. Khalees makes more news now barking at the moon of social media than she does records.
She's not an artist anymore, though.
No, but I'm just saying. But she, look, what I rail against, or what I, my center of gravity is, I'm a critic, and it's about talent. And Khalees, okay, she had a little ditty that was a hit record, but she really wasn't that talented of an artist like that. Be real talk, okay?
I'm not arguing with you, bro.
And other people who survived their first contracts are people who are of great talent. Okay, it is long ago when KRS-One and B-Boy Records shit happened.
Yes.
And he made plenty of albums after that, and his greatness was shown. The same with Tribe Called Quest or any other person that I can think of. Okay, there are some people with great talents, obviously, who get jerked and never get a chance again, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah,
but somebody like Khalees, and I'm not saying that she's not entitled to her money and whatever money wifey gets, because you know the shit's already it's already under the new math a million times platinum already.
There you go.
You know, I get that. And so my opinion about Khalees is separate in the fact that, look, she really wasn't that talented anyway, and it's unfortunate that she got jerked in her only couple of shots to, you know, make money like that. If she was really, you know, like hella, like on point talent, just getting back in the lab and shit and grind it out. You know what I mean? But separate from the fact that I do agree with her, she got jerked, but Biggie got jerked out of his name from some nigga in Florida, and he changed it to Notorious Big, and it didn't make a fucking difference, did it?
Nope, not at all.
So, my man, G.
They still called him Biggie.
Yeah, anyway.
So now that I'm listening and I hear the story, I still don't hear how Wifey got rolled up into this.
Well, Wifey is the beneficiary.
Wait, Kurt, we got to put the full thing on it so you'll have the full story. Right. So because Khalees out there yapping about it, Beyonce said, "I then we'll just take it off." And they took it off. They took it off. Instead of saying, "Well, yeah, let's go ahead and break her off a little stipend," they took it off.
Actually, this is very interesting.
So
it is very interesting, and this is a side note before you get in real quick. Wifey had to change some lyrics because apparently there's some handicap slur.
You can't say spaz. I'm saying it.
Yeah,
you can't
say spaz. First of all, I didn't even really know that that was a thing. You know what I mean? Nobody knew. I didn't even know that was a thing. So, wifey, that's this very interesting about the digital age, and which makes the old school vinyl pressings so much more valuable, because you got people just basically pulling shit off. Oh, I released the album. It's up on Spotify. Oh, let me take it down. Hello. Put it back out. Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah. But
all right, Kurt. Come on, Kurt. Let's get Kurt in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, my man. Sorry.
So now that I see how wifey got rolled into this, but she asked for that one. So she got what she wanted as far as wifey. She shouldn't be mad about that. She upset at her for what she did, for having the song sampled on her album and not saying anything about it, or whatever she's upset with her about. Wifey solved the problem by taking the song off. Here you go. Let me take it off. Boom. I don't have it on my album anymore. You lose, because people would have went back and listened to your song to see what all the fuss was about.
Well, so she didn't give a fuck because she wouldn't have got off of it anyway.
Never, yeah. You're right.
She wouldn't have got nothing.
She wouldn't have got nothing off of it anyway. So yeah, you're right. So she won because she took it off of there. But anyway, let me go back to my original thing, what I was about to say. As far as Khalees, I'm gonna give Khalees this. One point I'm gonna give her is the fact that, yeah, she got jerked in a different way than you niggas are saying she got jerked. She got jerked because I believe, it might not be true, but I believe that your boy Pharrell was just poking her a little bit, because she's been sticking that nigga for a long time.
Yeah, she has.
She's been poking him and poking him for a long time, and he's just sitting on this shit. It's just sitting back there, and he didn't have to use that. Pharrell, I'm quite sure he's got a million fucking tracks that he could have pulled out. He could have he didn't even have to sample that shit. He could have recreated it, since he's the one that fucking produced this shit. Right. He wanted to fuck that shit. I'm going to sample the original record just to poke your ass. I'm going to sample the original record and make sure you know this is your shit that I'm taking it from. Not no recreate shit. So, yeah, I see why she got pissed off with that nigga and what he did. Because he was poking her ass. And I give her that for getting back at him. But I don't know why she rolled wifey up into this shit. I guess it's on her record, but why wifey ain't got shit to do with it. It's all about Pharrell. Pharrell is the reason that she got on the record. She might not even heard that damn original Khalees song.
Well, that's not true.
I'm playing. Everybody I said may not.
Everybody heard that fucking song.
Which one is it? Is it Milkshake All the Boys to the Yard?
Was it Bossy?
Oh yeah, Bossy. Everybody heard that shit. Yeah,
So Curtis, here's a little bit more.
Okay.
Apparently, Khalees and Beyonce are friends. So Khalees is expecting a call. This is B. I'm doing this record. We're using your sample. Why don't you come in and sing with me on it or something like that? I think maybe Khalees has had that expectation.
She's hurt.
Yeah.
She's a little. She's got her feelings.
Woman
in
scorned.
So she's all about that. Well, I didn't hear that part of the story. So you got me in on that. But still, even that, still, she ain't got to tell her.
Nope.
It's her record. She's doing a record, and she probably thinking maybe Pharrell told her about this shit. Yeah, I took your record and I'm sampling, but he didn't tell her. And now she's hearing about it after the fact. But this is industry shit. You know these niggas ain't really, really friends. Yeah, most of them niggas.
Thank you, sir. I was about really, to jump really in. Friends.
You know, he was twitching back there.
The sad part about it is usually one-sided. One person thinks the other person is more your friend than they think you are.
You're like,
you may love this nigga, but they don't give a fuck about you. You're just somebody they just hang out with every now and then and say hi to when they see you. But other than that, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Mm. So you're really not really cool like that.
All right.
Pretty much.
All right, let's
see. So we will see what happens with that. Probably nothing, because it's off the record now. But
nothing's going to happen because she don't own the shit. So she got no leg to stand on. Absolutely nothing.
It's another precautionary tale for artists. I don't know your worth.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm sorry, but the talent.
At the age that she was at, I'm going to give it, like you said earlier, she was 19. She was just happy to be in it. And Pharrell, you said, was her man's. I didn't know they was like that. Yeah. I thought he was just somebody they were new from back in Virginia, but okay.
He was poking.
Okay, so he was poking the bear for real. So yeah, he was really, really being off some old slick shit then. So what I said originally really is fucked up. So he was really poking her ass like, yeah, fuck you.
So anyway, let's get out of the R&B digest.
We out.
breaking news as of recording time. Rest in peace to Vin Scully, the Dodgers voice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, rest in peace to Vin Scully.
That'll be on the news all out here. Well, probably is already.
But yeah, 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 I'm saying. But the voice of the Dodgers. I mean, that's all you can say about that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway.
They named shit after him over here. There's a whole shit. But anyway, yeah, damn. Rest in peace.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, like I said on the text chain, my exact words, one too many coincidences, if you ask me. Mystical.
Oh.
Mystical locked up.
Danger.
The same old charges that you would expect. I think something about, you know, abuse, you know, illegal, sexual, this, that, and the third. You can throw a pin on it and you throw a dart at it and it's probably he's involved. I don't know the exact charges, but I know he's popped. I believe it's no bail.
This is like the third time.
Yeah, this is the third time. This is the third time. It's funny.
That we know of.
Yeah, exactly. That we know of. It was very, very sullying words that was on. This one actually wasn't even this time. This was, I think, the second time about some concert and him having sex with a woman whose boyfriend, you know, was hammered by security. And while Mystical was doing what he do. Yeah, he a jail nigga. And
so you remember the first one, right? Where his maid or something stole one of his checks.
Well, that's what he claimed.
Yeah, that's what he claimed. What he claimed. He made him do all they made her do work for everybody. It's like, just report that shit, my G. You can get that legitimately. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not when you're a predator.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Not when you got that demon on you. He's a fucking predator, my nigga. And he can't help himself. He does what he does because he can't help his fucking self. That's what it is, B.
Yeah, you're right.
They shouldn't have let his ass out.
You're right. You would think, but see, we talking about regular. Yeah, I mean, I'm Mystical. I'm always on the old school hip hop tour. I'm doing my joints or whatever. It's always gonna be moms in the back who ready to, you know, do what's good. I mean, I'm just saying that's the tour life, right? Okay, but this nigga. Yeah, he need to be in jail.
Well, he probably will be there for the duration at this point.
Yeah, habitual. I mean, yeah, you would think, you know what I'm saying? Louisiana.
Yeah, you would think.
Louisiana could be kind of slippery, you don't know, but I think Mystical, good night.
Them parishes down there don't be fucking around, yo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm all
no props to that nigga. None. Yeah. His records won't get. You won't catch me mixing none of his shit. He on the R. Kelly status for me now. Listen, yo. I know I rail about a lot of shit, but as a grown ass man, you ain't never gotta take the punani, yo. You ain't never gotta do that. There's always some willing. You ain't never gotta take it, and when you take it, You become less than to me, especially somebody of status, them Weinstein type niggas. People that just feel like they just gotta take it. It's like, come on, man. So may he sit for a while, and have to figure that shit out while he's dealing with violators in that motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
You know. He said violators.
Mount up.
Come here, boy. Give me that cookie.
Ooh, shake it fast.
Oh, man. See, y'all niggas. Ooh. Wow.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, so anyway, I totally fucked up my topics and everything got all fucked up.
It was the violators that got him, son.
Yeah. God damn it, I had my shit set. But anyway, it was the Mystical. I had that shit set. Well, I didn't have it set, and then I said it because Swerve said it. God damn it.
Oh shit.
Oh man, I'm just totally fucked up here.
Oh, I hear the Flintstones intro.
So So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. The records, I don't know if the record is out yet. I think it was Peter Johansson who posted the DJ Muggs and Rock Marcy. I didn't even know they had a project coming out. That shit, I mean, I guess they had some type of mixtape on YouTube. That shit sounds incredible. I'm going to tell you that right now. Boy, I tell you, talk about standing on the shoulders of giants. No young boy. How come they're not calling Rock Marcy the GOAT of this current iteration of hip hop that has now returned? What happened?
I want Curtis to speak because I want to save. I want to see y'all faces when I say what I got to say. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, Rock Marcy, I think Rock gets his love. Rock does get his love. Now, they don't give him no GOAT status or nothing like that, but he definitely gets his love. He's not hurting when it comes to getting money out here doing what he does. So, yeah, he's definitely getting love. But, yeah, he definitely should be.
No, it was Rock Marcy and Alchemist. I'm sorry. I thought it was Muggs, but it's Alchemist. Sorry. I'm going to fix that up. Go ahead.
Alchemist. I didn't hear the album yet. I will. But, yeah, he's like I said, he definitely gets his love. Maybe not the love that you're thinking that he should because of all these niggas that's imitating his style and doing what he does. But, yeah, I still think he's still getting what he deserves out here. He's making the money. He ain't making that Griselda-type money, but he's getting something.
Okay, we ready?
Okay.
All right, so we had an assignment a couple of weeks ago. We had to listen to some bullshit fucking fake-ass house record, and we talked about that. In that same vein, we listened to... Well, who was it we listened to? Our man who basically blasted that guy. Damn, I'm tripping right now.
Yeah, you are. Where are you getting at, B? What are you getting at?
You're talking about Coke Rap.
Coke Rap!
Okay, yeah.
So... I know Rock Marcy is a rhyming motherfucker, but does he get a pass when other people don't? Or is he just that exquisite at rhyming about that shit that we can take another album of it and another album of it and another album? I know motherfuckers probably listening right now having heart attacks.
I don't believe that Rock Marcy talks about coke as much as you think he does.
Okay.
I think he's more of a general of just like a, how can I put this? I mean, his situation, obviously he does talk about coke, but getting money or pimping and slapping bitches or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the Alchemist is going to paint the picture. It's funny, like Pusha T to me would sound a whole lot better if he had those type of beats over this the type of shit he rhyming over, but that's just my personal taste. So I think if you take the time to listen to Rock Marcy, this is where I'm going to be on that shit. At this point, reputation-wise, you would think Rock, only thing he talk about is coke and killing niggas, but that's not true. It's more of a general crime. More of a... if I can say that.
It's a whole lot more misdemeanors in his vocabulary. Are they all still federal charges?
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, but he's more a general crime or a lot of stories of exotic women and driving in exotic cars and eating in exotic restaurants. And then in his course of the day, he may have to kill a nigga, but it's largely about the other shit. So I'm just
being Hip Hop Digest real.
Okay, right. I don't know if, look, I can't wait for this new record to come out because it's going to be a very, what you said is going to be very interesting if you hear a lot of do, 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 you know, if you hear a lot of that versus Rock Marcy. When I listen to a lot of Rock Marcy, I hear, I don't know, it's something different, you know, a little bit more different. I don't know the name.
You're on your toes there, B. You're on your toes a little bit.
No, I'm not on my toes a little bit because
I'm not even going to be on my toes. I'm going to give it straight like this. Yes, Rock Marcy is on some of the same shit that them other niggas is on, talking that same shit that they talk.
But not. Yeah,
but the way he talks it, is the same way, like we always talk about Coke Rap Boy, we say about him, he does it in such a way that you're like, damn. And he has his own unique style. A way he does it, I'm like, oh, this nigga Rock Marcy's just nice.
And so, hence my beginning question. I wonder why, I mean, Pusha T gets, maybe it's just promotion. Pusha T, a lot of self-promotion, a lot of, you know, again, people, the father, they're literally calling him the father of coke rap. And I'm like, but God damn it.
Coochie rap? Talk about coke.
We talking about cats in their 20s and 30s who doing this shit. Okay? The historians ain't gonna do that shit, because you're right, historians will start at maybe Kool G Rap. You know what I'm saying? Or others.
Yeah.
And including Rock Marcy, who comes from that at school any fucking way.
So my point is this. And I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to try to get somewhere with this. I don't want to stay where I am in this thought process. There are many times when we said about the corporate, like, damn, yo, you pushing 40. You ain't in them streets no more. You're not doing it. Your raps is not, that's not, you know, I ain't saying Marcy is my age, but I mean, you know. He's telling good stories, but at some point, do we want to hear different stories from him? Because he's an exquisite MC. Rhymes his ass off. But I'm just saying, if we're going to look at Mr. Coke Rap, as he's called, or whatever, Pusha T.
No, swear, I gotta say.
You know what? And here's where I'm going to be doing double talk right now.
All right.
And I'm admitting it. I know somebody's not going to hear me say this right now, but I'm admitting I'm doing double talk right now.
That's Kurt talking.
Yes, I know. I'm doing double talk right now, talking out of both sides of my mouth like a motherfucker. I'm doing it, and I'm giving him this, his lane. I'm giving him this. This is what I'm giving Rock Marcy, an exception, one of those exceptions to the rule. See, there's certain people that do something so good that you're like, nigga, that's what you do. Do not do anything else, because you're just that damn good at it. Mm. Anything else, you're not that good at anything else. Just do that. You're excellent at it, and that's what he does. And he hasn't switched from that shit. Nope. Which is why his fan base is so loyal, because he stayed the same and does the same shit, and that's what they want to hear. Maybe True. That's why he hasn't grown to another level, because he hasn't gone outside of that box that he's in. But he put himself in that box, and he likes that box. You know what I'm saying? He painted his box all nice, and he's like, yeah, I like my box. Fuck it. I'm going to stay right here. I don't want to be outside this box. So I'm giving Hit Rock Marcy that one exception to the rule that, you know what? Yeah, this nigga paints that picture inside that box that he's in so well. Nigga, don't fuck with nothing else. Stay in that box and keep painting those motherfucking pictures.
Okay. I hear you, and I respect that.
I don't know.
Because, you know, we've been on a lot of heads about, you know, content after 40 or content after...
And I'm with you. on most niggas, on 90% of niggas, I'm like, yo, B, come on, son. That's enough of this shit. You're more talented than this, nigga. You got more skills than this. I.e., Pusha T, you got more talent. You're a nigga. You can spit some other shit besides just that. You're nicer than that. But he likes to stay in that box. He likes to stay there. But, and I guess I should have gave him that exception, but I can't. Because he doesn't paint the picture to me exquisitely like Rock Marcy does.
I would agree with you there. And as I am a fan of Rock Marciano. I'm a fan. So let's make that clear to the ears. I'm just being the devil's advocate instead of Curtis doing it this time. I'm saying, hey, yo, and this album come out, and first couple of words is how many keys he done had. I'm like... Here we go.
I say don't listen, B, because he's going to paint that same picture.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen because I like him and I like The Alchemist. So, I mean, how could I not listen to that, right? Mm. And I hope he does an exquisite job with it so I can say, well, Kurt said he gets a pass.
All right, B, I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, going to have to jam you up.
Shit. Uh-oh.
And this is really straight off the fucking dome, all right? E Swerve gets jammed up.
Oh, damn. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, and what I'm going to jam you up is on one of your favorite guys.
Uh-oh.
One of your favorite guys. who has done something and has set a standard and a bar of work that is incredible. This isn't a King Killer. This nigga is fucked up now, but a guy who did something different, that you put a yawner on it, and that your boy Apollo Brown's new instrumental LP, and Apollo Brown guy, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
And his work is hip hop excellence bar none.
Yep.
And we can agree on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This nigga, I was like, you know, oh damn, what's that new? I text this nigga. Oh, what's that new Apollo Brown sound like? This nigga text me back, lo-fi.
Yep.
I was like, lo-fi.
I didn't say it was terrible.
No, you didn't say it was bad. You didn't say it was terrible.
I said it was lo-fi. And I also said, maybe not to you, but to other people I talked about it, is I listened to it. But that's like a Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning cleanup shit to listen to. You know how we do.
No doubt. Well, I get it.
Listening to this album will not be on my yearly list, which almost all his other albums have been. But this one will not be, because it, to me, doesn't meet the level of all the other shits he did. I'm not mad at him for making that.
It's so cool. That runs the risk. So that lets you know. So whether it's Pusha T or even Rock Marcy, now doesn't that run the risk of fucking the shit up? Because here we go. You got Apollo Brown who's like saying, okay, I done did an R&B Joan and I done did some things.
Great.
So let me stretch out a little bit and let's just say he said, fuck it, I'm gonna be on that lo-fi shit. He do the lo-fi shit. And a lot of his fans is like, oh, B, that's not that shit. That's not that shit. So I don't know if I could really hear Rock Marcy talking about wifey and cooking burgers while washing the car on a Saturday afternoon in his records. I don't know.
Fucked up. I could barely listen right now because Kanye just fucking farted in here. So I had to spray some shit. Damn. But anyway.
My point is, the reason why I bring that up and, you know, jammed you up, because that runs the risk. And you're listen to Pusha T or Rock Marcy, and you're like, oh, how many niggas? Oh, these niggas is killing niggas over 40. Hey. Yeah.
Hold up, B. You just barely got my baby toe on that.
Is it Della Reese, son?
Yeah, you just got my baby toe. You know what I'm saying? I got out of the way from that because I thought you were going to hit me with some common shit with that circus.
Electric circus shit.
No need to hit you.
Because this Apollo Brown record is not Electric Circus. Let me make that very clear. I will be listening to this Apollo Brown, but like I said, it's on some cool out, lo-fi.
And Electric Circus wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad as you listen to it now, but as I listened to it previously, I get it. It was experimental, and it just was way different. Shit, that other shit he did, that Universal shit he did a few years ago was different. But anyway, sticking with my man Apollo Brown. Is and will be one of my favorites of all time.
And we know that. You are cemented as Apollo Brown, Apollo Brown fan, and we have no problem with that. I'm going to run with what he was just saying about being different.
Okay.
And that is one of the main reasons why niggas don't want to be different or don't want to switch up, because if they got a fan base that loves what they're doing, as soon as they switch up, what niggas going to say? What the fuck is they doing? What is that bullshit? I want to hear that shit. So niggas keep rapping about the same shit over and over again because they're scared, mostly because they don't want to drop that fan base from 2 million people down to 500,000, because niggas like, wait, what the fuck? What is this nigga doing? I don't want to hear that shit. He tripping.
This will not make me, this album will not make me say fuck the next one. I'm still going to be lined up waiting for the next one. You feel me?
Right.
So it's not as much of a hemmed up as it could have been. If I'd have been like, yo, that shit sucks, yeah, then get me. But, you know, I listened to it. It's just definitely, and again, coming off of that great album with Raheem Devon. Great. You may hear something about that. But hearing that album, I gave it mad credit. You got a dope singer with dope ass producer making a really good album. This to me, it's good, but it's not. It's different. It's different, and I wasn't ready because, you know, I'm hype. I'm ready for that mainline shit. Come on, oh, a new Apollo, sign me up. And I was listening to that shit first day, like, oh, okay. that's how I felt. Okay, this is where we are, because I was so hype, ready for that next shit, right? But listening to what it is brought me down. Not like in a bad way. It just got me off that cliff, like ready to jump, like here go the new hot shit. Like, okay. And even since I've said that to you and other folks, I've listened again. And like I said, it's a cool listen. But I wasn't trying to hear a cool listen at that moment.
So, what's that motherfucker from the 60s? Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, somewhere, I think it was like 67, 68. 69, something like that, at the Newport Jazz Festival. So Bob Dylan, his whole fucking career is acoustic, you know, acoustic folk songs. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers, what they call that shit? Bob Dylan Goes Electric. And they booed that motherfucker slam off the stage when Bob Dylan came out and he went electric, and they booed him. They booed him, slam off the stage.
They sent the Sandman out for that nigga.
Yeah, B.
Wow, that's a story I didn't know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got. It's very famous. Yeah, Dylan Goes Electric. Even if you just Google that shit,
it's electric.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can see him getting booed for that.
Yeah. Shout out to Martha Griffiths, and I hated playing that record.
What? That song got on my damn nerves.
Anyway, yes. So Dylan Goes Electric is a pantheon that shows you. It's very famous. Same way, your boy Miles Davis, another one.
Oh yeah,
this nigga is doing the birth of cool, and he's the man. And he's at Columbia Records. Was the only jazz person from the late 50s, like 58, 59 through 65, to get real money from a record label. And then this nigga goes electric and puts out crazy shit. And jazz puritans was like, he's sniffing too much coke.
Ooh. And he may have been. And had a sight, had a feeling to do something different. I'm not mad at that, B. I'm not mad at Common for doing Electric Circus. I just want it to be understood. It just, if you did it for yourself, great.
And niggas, before they do it, will be on the text chain talking about, oh, nigga, all that different shit. Then why can't Drake put out a house record? Now,
can we not talk about that shit, B?
but you want something. You're right. Niggas gonna be like, why can't he do this? Why can't he do that?
Well, I think the difference
just to be different.
No, he didn't do it just to be different. He's doing it because he's a pompous ass bucket.
Oh, well, there's your answer.
All right, so let's move on from the next topic then. There's no need to talk about that. I can move on.
I'm not going to even make my point. Go ahead, next topic.
All right, so yeah, I'm fucked up because my topics got fucked up and shit.
It's all right. Yeah. We got your back, man. You're doing something different this week. It's okay. We got you.
All right. So this is really actually the last topic of the night. I debated on really, really doing this shit because this nigga, he's been psych tech to death by every armchair psychologist out there. Will Smith apologizes to Chris Rock. I really wasn't even going to talk about that because, again, I believe that he has been psychoanalyzed by every nigga and his mama out there and whatnot. And, you know, even Wifey is I don't know why, man. I think Wifey's really fucking with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? His Wifey, not our Wifey or that Wifey, but Will Smith's significant other, again, talking, even just putting out statements like, you know, I told him to go apologize and he didn't want to do it. And I'm like, what the flying fuck?
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, she ain't got your back.
I mean,
that's supposed to be stay private.
I mean, I don't understand.
Oh, I did not know that, B.
Yeah, B. This is
under the bus.
Hey, Will, I know you ain't listening to us, but somebody who's listening to us knows Will. Tell him to just let it go. Just let it go. It's okay. It's okay. Parents will understand. Let it go, B.
The kids is grown.
Yeah, let it go.
The kids is grown. Man.
He loves his wife though, so.
It's okay to love her,
but you can love her and leave her too at the same time.
Yeah, that's too much, yo. That's too much, killer. That's too much. This, first of all, I mean, look, we ain't nowhere in the scope of their fucking lives.
No,
but
no
because
doubt.
They are public individuals, we know shit about them, and they'll never know nothing about us. So the fact that that whole shit happened is ridiculous. And whether his apology was sincere or not, I don't give a fuck. Is Chris Rock okay? That's all that matters. Chris didn't die. Chris is okay with it. Move the fuck on. Will Smith movies are not getting yanked. He can't go to the big party. So the fuck what?
So you kind of stole my thunder. And I thought, instead of psychoanalyzing Will, my small piece of advice, and I know it's difficult, but my piece of advice is to fucking dial your life back from the public sphere.
There you go.
You can still be an actor. You can still put out your movies and you can still run Overbrook and you can still do all of that. But nigga, it is time for you to bring your life from the public sphere to a private one as best you can.
Yeah.
Because I think ultimately that's what's doing him the greatest damage, is this damage from the public sphere. Okay. I believe he loves his wife, and I believe that he legitimately wants to work on his marriage and can forgive his wife from dalliances, because Will himself probably is not perfect, obviously.
None of us are.
No doubt. So that's just my two cents. And I, like you said, Will don't listen to us. You know, nope. But I'm just saying, bruh, if you could do one thing, real talk, is you bring your life, fuck that red table shit, you know, blow that shit up, you know what I mean?
He can't blow that up, because it ain't his.
And he don't own
it. That's his wife's shit.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, he blows that up with that paperwork, my G.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're going there.
I'm going there.
Wow. So that's all I'm saying. If you could dial that back. But I know it's probably very impossible for him to do that. So
it looks that way.
It's possible for him to do that. But the impossibility comes in when you got somebody that's close to you that you see on a regular, that lives in a house with you, that's making public some shit that happens privately. That's what's impossible. It's possible for you to disappear from the public eye, because he did it for a minute.
Yeah,
you ain't hear shit
it.
From yep. that nigga. That nigga yep. went to India, wherever the fuck he went, and
gone.
Said, fuck this shit, I'm out. I got to get away, clear my head, go see some fucking Dalai Lama or whatever the fuck. I need to get the fuck away from this shit and get my mind right. And he yep. did that shit, came back to apologize or whatever, whether he was forced to apologize because he got niggas on his neck talking about, nigga, you gotta do something because your everything is crumbling, nigga. But either way, he did what he had to do, and maybe now he's just gonna disappear and go back into the quiet. Like you said, just get the fuck away from this shit. It's not like he's gonna go broke if he doesn't put out another movie the
no,
rest
he's
of his
not
life.
Going broke,
he never
bro.
Gotta put another movie the rest of his fucking life, and he'd be good. He's good.
Right.
So he could disappear for a while and say, fuck this, come back in a couple years, and then be straight. Get his mind right first. Get you right first. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That way, Chris Rock can get don't have to deal with niggas asking him questions about
constantly.
This nigga's fucking apology, this nigga's this nigga. Let
right.
Chris Rock get right. You know what I'm saying? Because as long as he keeps putting his shit out here in the public, people gonna come ask him questions about this shit, and now he's gotta be the versus shit, because that's what they want anyway. They want versus. They want Chris Rock versus Will Smith. That's what they want. Even though Will created this situation by smacking him. It's Chris Rock versus him. He created the situation, but now that the situation is over with, they want to keep it going, is what they're trying to do. So, and if he just stays the fuck out of it, shuts the fuck up, don't say nothing, and his wife can keep her damn mouth closed.
You forget about that.
Off the red table, just talk about some other shit that's happening in the world besides her husband and his life. You know what I'm saying? Then this shit could disappear and everybody could be straight.
The only thing that I will fault Will for is saying publicly that he reached out to Chris and Chris wasn't ready to talk. Just leave that shit. You didn't need to say that. Just leave that shit out.
But that's part and parcel of what I'm talking about, yo. I think this brother really needs to fucking cool it with the public every fucking thing. I mean, real talk, I know he went, but even him posting pictures on social media, him and the Dalai Lama and all this shit. Literally fall all the fucking way back.
But you do understand that you're asking for a monumental task for somebody who is
public.
Yeah, super okay, public.
Yeah,
but this nigga is like the fucking Washington Monument. Everybody sees him, no matter where he goes.
But it seems to me that this nigga needs that in the worst way, because the public part of his life is what's doing him in. The public part of his life is what's doing him in.
You're correct.
Because let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that go through a lot of things with their wives, girlfriends, significant others, what have you, right? And like you said at the beginning, the people don't see our lives.
Right.
You know, we know what's going on in each of our lives because we love each other. We are brothers.
Right.
But
right.
Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Your boys up the street and around the corner and on Instagram don't know.
Nope.
And I think that's doing him great, great damage. So now, what are we talking about here? We talking about, yeah, that's how he make his living. That's how this, that, and the third. Nigga, you may make your living doing that. But if somebody finds out, oh, E. Green, you at the desk and you making pipe cleaners, but the fiber from the pipe cleaners is going to give you cancer, you may want to fall back.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
But this goes back to what the old folks used to say. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. This is classic situation right here. The public made him laugh, made him so happy. The public is what made him star, made him everything. Now the public is breaking his ass down and crushing him. You know what I'm saying? The same public that loved him now hates him. So it's like he can't win. So like you said, the only way you're going to get away from this situation is get the fuck out of the news cycle. Get out of the news cycle. Stay the fuck out of here.
No more apologies. Just let that shit happen organically. Let your ass be somewhere and you see Chris Rock and y'all handle it there. We don't need to know nothing.
There shouldn't be a camera in the building. If there is, you tell them to get the fuck out of here. If y'all two meet somewhere and just talk. Because you don't need no cameras in that building. And it's not like
Will, like you said, G, to echo on something you said, it's not like he need it. He's a smart guy and he can run his production company. You know what I mean? Really, real talk, he could step, fuck the camera. I'm stepping back. I'm going to bring up the new next generation. I'm going to make sure that they have honorable scripts, you know, not fucked up in the game. Real
good. Will, holla at us.
Hey.
You go, mess with us, you know we got it.
Swerving them over there, writing scripts right now. Sick. Yeah. So get your boys at Overbrook, E. Green at, you can find them.
Exactly. Oh, the new company is Strong Greens, by the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right.
So I'm getting
the plug on. So anyway, but that's it, yo. That's all Hip Hop Digest. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get a couple of weeks in a row, a nice run here.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
We got to get D-Jizzle.
Oh, you talking about the guest?
G-Dizzle.
Yeah, because he was on that 666 Hidden Dead episode.
Yeah, that shit is gone, my nigga.
That shit was 666.
That shit got trashed, my nigga.
I mean, real talk, you would have thought that if you would have heard how the audio sound.
Yeah, you sound like you was supposed to play that shit backwards and hear some fucking messages. That shit sounded crazy. No doubt.
So anyway,
on the way out, King Killer, get your man Florida Pete Ross. Get him off of social media. B. Tell him to stay off social media too. Yeah. You saw that shit I said, right?
Yeah. I hate B. I don't.
Stay on for that shit for a minute.
All right, let's do this. Kurt G's world famous.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that nigga right now. So we done did enough with this shit. All right, this week we got Ghetto Socks. Listen to the Masters. Ghetto Socks, listen to the Masters. And we got Chrome Line of Fire EP. That's Chrome Line of Fire EP.
All right, that's what's good. So, All right, yeah. Yo. So, like I said, we aim to do better next week. So, thank you for listening. Good night.
Verb, that's what's happening.
Oh, damn. What was that, Electric Company? What the fuck was that?
No, nigga, that's a Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock. Okay.
Mural. Verb.
Remember that shit. It's crazy.
The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war.
War is an art. Gotta channel the inner warrior stored in your heart. That's why I'm up four in the morning before the narcs. Meditating in the story apart. Reading Marx as I'm forming my thoughts. They resonate with the thoughts of Sun Tzu. You overestimate your smarts when amongst fools. Surround yourself with intelligent soldiers. Cause even best friends could be venomous cobras. And keep a good head on your shoulders. Once drunk off power, you could never get sober. Don't pop off before you're supposed to. Be strategic when it's better. Keep your lead in your holster. And move to safe from behind a Led Zeppelin poster. Your girl knows it's there cause you showed her. When you hold the toaster, La Cosa Nostra. Keep the code of the street, be like the lowly vulture. Swoop in after your enemies destroy themselves. And enjoy a feast fit for a man of royal wealth. Be a connoisseur and a carnivore. Become an abstract painter in the art of war.
Pirates and Penzance with a slight twist of Rembrandt. Because war is an art though. And you don't want an invite to my art show. Hell no. Pirates and Penzance with a slight twist of Rembrandt. Because war is an art though. And you don't want an invite to my art show.
Glutton for nothing icing, appetite for destruction. Have a swallowing and bussing, running up bussing like you know how that go. Be gassed at the galleries of gallows. Forever getting amped, the slimmer the chances narrow. Some fiending to see it, no matter demise. Forewarned, or seeking a region that's categorized war torn. Attractive fully, in fact, you could see it as war porn. Sadistic, apocalyptic, the long dawn. If gory, it's grating, for stories we waiting. If war be the fate, then to some it's glory adjacent. All somber, if you're afraid, head that away. Warmonger should entertain them like anime. Fuck taking a stance, we're needing the right reason. Just taking a chance like feeding a wild beast. And y'all go on the fence when speaking about fire ceasing. Not so common sense and pleading to try peacing.
Pirates of Penzance with a slight twist of Rembrandt. Because war is an art though. And you don't want an invite to my art show. Hell no. Pirates of Penzance with a slight twist of Rembrandt. Because war is an art though. And you don't want an invite to my art show.
Yo, name golden like mineral mines. And Angola plain spoken. I dashed as soon as it lay open. My brain showed a new ways of breaking down problems. And it's blatant how they hating since I made it out the bottom. Skated out of Gotham, set a new shots up. New kids who try to pop up, get their crew shot up. I'm rocking God gloves, people's champ, lots of love. I don't rely on any type of luck. On a warpath, flip the format. Coordinate with generals and forecast the next move. Your pieces on the board get smashed. You know how Ledge do, son of a bull. Sun Tzu, if you got guns too. Let's see who sun's who, let's see. Nothing new under the sun, dude, dumb fool. Yellow jumpsuit like Bruce Lee when I come through. Solomon Grundy made palaces crumble. Turning blasphemous loud mouths to silent and humble. Yo.
Thank you. mother gossip is oxygen to they feeling asphyxiation. I feel a hatred, but still this feeling's exhilarating. Appeal to the diggers, listeners are the linguists, and the stamp solidified when expressed. The initiation is distinctive. You constantly finding a reason to infuriate. I'm catching a flight, Santiago, Miércoles, Fino in a bunch of Latinas ramming the serenade. You niggas envy heart shots, but deteriorates in your clout when believers don't amount to the mouths of them feeding away from countless subpoenas over these mountainous regions. World renowned as an elitist, the niggas around whipping the pound, killing to get a gown and a gown for procedures. An ounce of the cheaper, seasoned genetic miseries. My crown is a beacon, they flee your respected entities. Broken tension, invested enemies. Your momentum descended, son. We moving with different kinetic energies. This is intuition and discipline. We stay committed, accountable for our sentiments. Low and cumulus is the forte. 195 with the best crucial of North Day. This is intuition and discipline. We stay committed, accountable for our sentiments. Low and cumulus is the forte. 195 with the best crucial of North Day. I create the regional taste buds. This is simply gastronomy. Observe your repetition. You niggas spit with monotony. Volatile is the fruit that I bear in this man's progeny. Prodigal when I'm loose and composing these anthologies. Views of the Andes on top of the Providencia. Blowing the line inside of pavilions on fly peninsulas. The all singing now. Trying to align as modern emperors. The righteous yet they try to define as part of distributors. We enticing calligraphers. I write with the fire. What's out of the eyes of Tommy as he threatens the life of the minister? The inhibitor. My niggas is killing you villagers. With money on the head of deceivers. Price for the swindlers. And these alternate nations be approving my authorization for barter relations. Putting razors to marketing agents. Yo, the story's invigorating to the weak hearted. My aura's intimidating and it's peace. This is intuition and discipline. We stay committed, accountable for our sentiments. Blow and cumulus is the forte. 495 with the best pushy of North Day. This is intuition and discipline. We stay committed, accountable for our sentiments. Blow and cumulus is the forte. 495 with the best pushy of North Day.
Proceed to drop your rhymes. You gotta watch it. Roll through town. Proceed to drop your prize. Roll down, money better check. Proceed to drop your prize.
It's the illest. Drop my ill now.
You gotta watch it when you roll through town.
Yeah. Hey yo, what's the deal? Mind too active. perspective, can't sit still. I kinda feel like I just took a limitless pill. I'm Captain Mercer on the beat, watch me murder the krill. That's a sci-fi reference, nerd shit my preference. Family is the only thing that matters, bitch, I'm Stefan. I can't believe at first sight you thought I was Steve. Bitch, I'll orphan you, shapeshift and morph into your mom. Slit your throat and make it look like she's the one that committed a crime. You know I'm too committed to rhyme since my first show in Chicago. Never throwing shade, we keep it in light like Vitiligo. Chain around my neck, glistening like El Dorado. Can't fuck bitches with baggage, you married a hoe with cargo. Bitches be jumping shit, where to all go? If you don't understand that line, no need for an apology. You stupid motherfucker, I'm referencing Greek mythology. I never went to college, B, and made millions while you pissed like you majored in urology. Now logically, I'm the top MC. How dare you got the nerve to bring that weak shit neuropathy? Ain't no stopping me, even if you stand on my grave, you're never topping me.
Damn, this how we get down. Yeah, you know we get down. Pick the mic up and then we get down, down. So high up,
that is down. Wow, my shit so profound. Wow, y'all done bit the whole style. Wow, I don't trip, I just smile. Murdering shit, I fit the profile. Murder was a case, had that shit on tape. Play this in the whip, man, that shit gon' crank. You steady talking shit like your shit don't stink. Newsflash, buddy, we the shit.
From irrelevant back to relevant in a matter of seconds. Shattered misconceptions, misdirected and headed in my direction. Intelligent and I'm telling it. Dropping heavy shit and still heaven sent. The freshest prince, utmost definite, detonate. Four niggas can fathom who they effing with. Raw, no condom, you still can't come correct with it. I represent a specialist, an artist who never charted but never parted. Often regarded as the hardest as the autumn falls until the wind. I never fail, leaps to MCs too. But the pros propel, don't tell. Another cover, double XL, trouble for sale. Back busting a couple of shells for the rail. Logic asked me what the deal. Back then it was a film per album plus a couple mail. Plug pulled the rug from up under my wheels. Humbly killed, stomach and pills, fumbling bills. Shit, killed the player like Jada did Will Smith. For trying to play the same game, nigga, you will quit. I still spit like it's flirting my throat till I'm a ghost. Still not a goat, but I feel like the goat. End of my quote, go.
Elephants move swiftly through your settlement, moving the sediment with the age-old intelligence evident. You a lost star, it's constellation causing migration of time and Earth's population. Educated, gifted, my shine throughout the ignorance, moving my ligaments with the 5% sentiments, child legitimate. Portrait that is intimate, and so now you're hearing this word. I think it's style, diligent, elegant. Got more power than war president, setting the precedent. Gold chains, reigns, we rocket it. Bottle rocket it, the cosmos, cause only God knows. Satan and his devils get blows in Luke's gallow. My bone marrow to the core is for the hip hop. Non-stop, beauty of God, but then the jukebox, I be bop. Tolling and swift, making your seat rock. Form the sign, put it up, making your car stop. The constellation, degradation of the whole nation. The complication of thought, and made the gods angry. Sacred stars from the galaxy and tell us all. We gotta get right, aight, what we all for. The constellation, degradation of the whole nation. The complication of thought, and made the gods angry. Sacred stars from the galaxy and tell us all. We gotta get right, aight, what we all for.
Phony doctrines, got us locked in the slave mind. I escape mind, pen battling, time for shine. My word is sacred, Babylon's filled with hatred. They gave us crack, legalized, gasless matrix. Label me bandit, ever since my feet landed. The rebel on the transatlantic, they can't stand it. I fought laws, fled north for just cause. African elephants, right now, we like Jaws. 41 shots to Diallo, what the fuck? Giuliani suck, Confederate dick, nice stuck. Nation at war, Buffalo soldiers gave poor red blood to this bullshit land. I wage war, ain't shit democratic. Lies are systematic, they wanna see Latinos and blacks remain static. I bring havoc, behind bars or not. Getting scars, being free, or leaving scars with shots.
Yo, the constellation, degradation of the whole nation. The complication of thought, and made the gods angry. Sacred stars from the
gotta sit and tell us all. We gotta get right, aight, before we all fall. The consolation, degradation of the whole nation. The complication of thought and made the gods angry. Sacred stars when they gotta sit and tell us all. We gotta get right, aight, before we all fall.
Okay, speak with Bobby Seale, fist in the air. I'm trying to blow hope with words, I'm bliss in the air. I'm on a ship with Marcus, trying to spark this light. 400 years of tears, but for what? We all stuck praying for luck and need a miracle. I got no religion, my God is ancient spiritual. Wisdom is lyrical now, I respect that light. Wisdom is lyrical now, I respect that light.
Stampede your dreams, open your mind, making you fiend for the wisdom. Government systems wanting you silent, open the violence against our own like we mindless. Instead of fighting each other, we need to be united. The social climate, taking on starting fires, tucking the wires of unrest. We need to hire a new messiah, telling truth so no more liars. Selling this bullshit and we forced to go and buy it. Yo, the consolation, degradation of the whole nation. The complication of thought and made the gods angry. Sacred stars when they gotta see and tell us all. We gotta get right, aight, before we all fall. The consolation, degradation of the whole nation. The complication of thought and made the gods angry. Sacred stars when they gotta see and tell us all. We gotta get right, aight, before we all fall.
Listen to the situation, my son. I'm as serious as cancer, all fun is done. For the time, the people correspond, the rhymes, the two is valid. The best you will find.
Living in CI, who the hell am I? Agent Rock, the juice, I can fly cool with the riffing guy. Keep a handle, cause if you don't, I'll wax you down like a candle.
Be love, I'm a top biller. Hard time iller, permanent chiller. Son of Sam Killer, the horror in the villa. Unlike the rest, the best, I am a thriller.
Kill it or shoot it, bite it and distribute it. But either way, the two's unconstituted. Styling and wilding, constantly smiling. We'll keep trooping in a place called
Strong Island. To protect, epitomes I dissect. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, but now Long Island's in effect.
That's word to her.
It's about out east. We got the talent eating it up like a Sunday feast.
Hear from the doctor, go get the priest. Cause as of now, MCs are deceased. Straight from the mic, all trouble release. You wanna scratch like a cake, I'll dish you a piece.
I need a scratch, now my battery's banging. Sorry for the pause, I mean to leave you hanging. I'm good to go, so that you know my words flow. I got the voice that's choice, kicking in this demo.
Getting fully, fully paid with my man Andrew Jackson. My bank accountant Ben Franklin did some access. So I sit court, while my 50s I sort. Once in a while I lounge about in the gear that I brought.
Taking daily shopping sprees with major credit cards. Buying up with all disregard. Money ain't the object cause I got it to flame. My lower closet's world of Bali and the upper's just king.
Step up on the platform, kid, if you're so irate. We complete with the feat, it's not added or fate. Test your skills if you will, don't let us trouble your fate. But the almighty JVC force, the boys with some great
Strong Island. Knocking out crews by the threes and fours. Kirk is out, cut the beat while we take a short pause. While I'm good to groove you, move you and soothe your every emotion. Just put your trust in us and have devotion.
The voices on the set is your magic potion. You're rocking this like a ship that's in motion. Other MCs take the gold tone and panic. They'll sink the ship like it was a Titanic.
Taylor known to rock the mic right, excelling through the air like the Concorde in flight. I can chill to the max and hold my place like a kite. But either way, on any day, I'm guaranteed to excite you.
Here's a preview of our latest debut. What's coming next? Don't try to answer cause you ain't got a clue. You could bite,
but it's not wise.
All I do is sue at your expense. B&B, gain a million or two.
I chew every unity, play the corner of bruise. Eat the fly
classy foods or restaurants that's new. Roll on the windows in the limo while I'm cruising the deuce. When out a girl, just a man to take her in for some dues.
Playing the field, serving no kind of use. Lingering on for the funky rhymes I produce. Jerry Woods is my name, aka AJ. Just shut your mouth in the situation, you ain't got sex.
Strong Island. Wild boy, I'm the cowboy, so make my day. Like Jesse James, self-proclaim me and A don't play. Holding like a dime, not a fiver or tray. You're commercial, I'm imported, under me you will stay.
On all things, I pull strings, you're the board, I'm the dog. In the grocery store, I'm the food, you're the car. Just my servant permanently, designed for my knees. You're a mutton, I'm a fighter, classified as full breed.
How do you spell relief? I spell it JVC. To break it down even further, BEELUV. If you don't understand MEULSEE, I am an RAPPER, a real dope MC.
You're reminisce with a bliss, to my style, there's a twist. And for the ladies, this jam is sealed with a kiss. This is live, no jive, hot poke from L.I. The trio made it, now you know it's got to be fly.
I think so, and if you don't, meet us down at the bank. Then hit the record store for Billboard and see how it ranks. Take the lump out your throat, don't try to play like we're friends. Cause all you know is that a group of strong, I did it again.
Don't tell your posse that you took me out, cause you're a soft hot rock. The fact to be due is that you're on my jock. Don't try to play, you didn't know that I knew. I had to renovate my thing for duck suckers like you.
We all know how the story goes. Time after time, your jealousy shown. You're burning up inside, but the force don't care. Signing off is A&B, way out of here. Life belt.
Strong Island.